I'll be talking about drobulurin resistance with the Alternaria brown spot disease. We have starting to have serious problems with drobulurin resistance. One of the main ways to control Alternaria brown spot is drobulurin spray, so we're highly concerned about losing this important tool. But I will also be talking a little bit about the sensitivity of black spot to strobilurins at this beginning part of our work with black spot. So we're trying to keep on top of that situation as well to make sure that we don't develop resistance and lose a very important tool in black spot control as well.
The information you will give growers at Expo, this will help them avoid resistance?
It will at least advise them of our current situation, and it'll be the foundation for some of our management plans in the future as they develop over the years. For Alternaria brown spot, we will have recommendations as well.
Citrus black spot, it's still confined in the Gulf region, I think, but tell us basically where citrus black spot's being found so far.
All right, so this year citrus black spot is still fortunately only found in Collier and Hendry counties. However, the areas in Collier and Hendry counties did expand. They expanded into the eastern parts of Hendry County and then further north of the Immokalee Research Station, which is a bit of a jump from previous years in Collier County. So while it is still fortunately confined to those two counties, it is making an expansion in the area. We're not sure if this actually indicates spread currently or if we're still finding the edges of the original epidemic.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.